came back. I'm glad. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, for those of you who missed the action at the Paris fashion shows, started last week, going on this week, or really for those of you who don't see the point of the Paris fashion shows, we're going to make you care. We're going to tell you stuff you didn't know about fashion in general. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our guest newscaster in D.C., Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. And hello again, everyone. The Democratic presidential candidates swiped at each other last night at a televised debate. Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama threw some very pointed barbs, accusing each other of lies and deceit. They shouted while rival John Edwards tried to get a word in edgewise. Meanwhile, Republican contenders are stumping in Florida. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani hopes to score his first win there, while Mike Huckabee, John McCain, and Mitt Romney each hope to repeat previous victories. Other Republican candidates include Alan Keyes, Ron Paul, and Fred Thompson. This is the 35th anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to allow legalized abortion in the United States. The issue has been contentious ever since, with many people, including politicians, aligning themselves on both sides. The reproductive health and rights think tank, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, says the number of abortions declined in 2005 by 8% compared to 2000. One reason, the Guttmacher Institute says, medical abortions are partly responsible for this. That's the use of RU486, known as the abortion pill. Israeli authorities are releasing some food and fuel supplies into Gaza today. This could ease a critical power shortage in the Palestinian territory. The BBC's Paul Wood says Israeli officials are trying to stop Palestinian rocket attacks into Israel, one of which occurred this morning.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert had said earlier that Palestinians here could not expect pleasant or comfortable lives while Israeli towns were threatened. UN officials in Gaza said that amounted to collective punishment, illegal under international law, but they say the fuel deliveries will allow them to maintain the food aid on which 80% of Gaza relies.
The embargo will be eased for one day. After that, Israeli officials will judge whether to allow more food, fuel, and medicine through. There's been new violence in Pakistan. Militants attacked a Pakistani military fort along the border with Afghanistan today. There are reports that 5 soldiers were killed. Violence is a near daily factor in the remote Pakistani province of Waziristan. More than 100 militants and soldiers have apparently been killed just this month. A spokesman for Italian President Romano Prodi says the Italian leader will call a confidence vote in today in Italy's lower house of parliament. A critical ally of Prodi's government has left his administration, so the prime minister wants to know if his government is going to collapse. In women's pro tennis, the Australian Open defending champion has lost. Serena Williams was beaten by third seed Jelena Jankovic of Serbia in the Open's quarterfinals. Jankovic is going to the semifinals, where she's likely to meet Maria Sharapova. On the men's side, second seed Rafael Nadal has advanced to the semifinal round. He defeated Jarkko Nieminen, let me say that 5 times fast, in straight sets. The tennis Grand Slam tournament is also getting new fans. Chinese viewers in Shanghai are going to be able to watch a few of the matches at a downtown pedestrian mall. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, back to you.
Thank you, ma'am.